it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is as it rains. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of the show. This program coming to you this afternoon, brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network. How's that work? It works for me. We acquired it. Oh, that's another story how we got this network. I say we. I include those who send me articles and our personal friends, and that's my staff. My staff, I'm their staff, they're our my staff. We work together. We just share knowledge. I don't have a network where I have people working and so forth. But we are searching out the truth, and we're not afraid to talk it. We're not afraid to spread it. We're just going to do it. Have been for 5 years now, and I don't intend on stopping again ever until I just can't breathe no more or I don't have any more electricity. You see, family, the lies at the highest level of government, of communications, of education. I'm going to make some claims today, but I got evidence for everything I say. Evidence, evidence, evidence. Opinions matter not. And some of the worst is coming by professors at Harvard, professors at Stanford, professors at MIT, professors at Yale, where you name it, Wake Forest, I don't care. These are humanists. Humanists, you understand this? Humanist, doggone it, they're humanist. Anti-God. You see, even if you don't believe in God, that should be a problem, because how can you be anti-God if you don't believe in him? Then, who are you going to get your education from? Yeah? It's going to be anti-God. That means anti-God is evil. Family, I'm sorry, but it is. God is love, but God is also judgment. And that judgment's coming upon this nation because of what we've done. It's coming upon the European nation for what they've done. It's coming upon the world for what we're doing. Family, look to God through Jesus Christ. Now, this is not a religious program. I'm a realistic person, and I have evidence of this. You see? And I'm not the only one. I changed my entire career pattern because I became a whistleblower. That kind of helps a little bit. You know, you're kind of forced to. But then I realized, I got tired of the lies that I was dealing with, and my own personal life was in a mess. I'm not a Sunday go to meeting kind of guy. I wasn't. I don't trust churches anymore anyway. Jesus Christ is not about church. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. Jesus Christ is our redemption and our salvation through his sacrifice. God sacrificed his only begotten son. However, there was a little bit of a zip to it. He came back to life. No human being, no Joseph Smith, no Buddha, no Mohammed, no Krishna, Kalki Avatar, Imam Mahdi, not a one of them, Houdini neither, none of them. David Copperfield, I don't care who they are, they not one have come back from the dead. Not one. But Jesus Christ, he did. And in 400 years, that's when the King James Bible, for example, was finished, 1611, the only true word of God on the face of this planet. Since then, 400 years, we'll just say 400 years, not one professor, theologian, scientist, 10 buck to Elmer Fudd, whoever still chasing a rabbit, whoever it is, has never proven it wrong, ever. No one's ever proven that it was a hoax or a fraud that Jesus Christ didn't come back from the dead. Never have proved. They've tried and tried and tried and failed times 10,000. That should count for something, even if you're an atheist. You see. Yeah, family, it's getting heavy now. They're up to something. The Illuminati, the Jesuits, the Roman Catholic Church, the Knights of Malta, the humanists that control your life today. The day you got up to go to work, the day you're going to come home, a humanist has controlled your life. This is not just a program of, well, let's talk about a little bit about this and that and the other, and then we'll come back. No, I'm telling you things that's affecting your life today. And the other principle is, don't believe a word I say. Don't believe a word. Don't believe it, but do check it out. Do prove it wrong. Without any bias toward a country or patriotism or any of that stuff. None of that mess. It's about Jesus Christ. It's not about your pastor. It's not about your priest. It's not about your pope. It's not about some rabbi. It's not about some imam, some kind of shaman, some kind of warlock or what, I don't care what, whatever it is. It's about Jesus. That's it. No religion, no country, no flag, no family. It is about Jesus Christ. It's not about Mary. Mary's his mother. Yeah, she's up there with him. Okay, but she's not, you can't pray to her. She's not divine. Blessed? Absolutely. Because she was a righteous woman. And God chose her to be the mother of his son, Jesus Christ, the only begotten son. Not created. Adam was created. Eve was created. And then they started populating the world. You see, it's a plan there, and it all works out. That's why they're trying to destroy it, so you can't see it. And they pretend to be Christian. They pretend to be, well, I'm Pastor John. I'm Bishop Gamble. I'm Bishop this. I'm Bishop that. I'm Apostle whoever. No, there's 40 of them. 66 books, no more. It's all there. That's why they're trying to get rid of it, because it scares the dickens out of them. The King James Bible. And what did they do before the King James Bible? They didn't. That's why they called it the Dark Ages. You ever thought about that? It was called the Dark Ages because the Word of God was hidden throughout the Dark Ages. Before that was Antioch, around the third century. And before, where they collected the manuscripts of the apostles and the prophets and Masoretic texts of the Old Testament, half of the Torah. was collected there in Antioch. And then kept in the Alps until the Dark Ages were over. And finally, man was ready to accept the Word of God. And God brought it out in 1604. And 47 translators started putting it together. They were righteous men. If people would actually bother and just take the time, actually do it. I mean, really do it. And look up the 47 translators. You might find out that they were really righteous scholars. Not like the garbage they got today at Harvard, Stanford, University of California, New York University, Rochester. I'm just picking them off because I can. Because they are members of the Council on Foreign Policy, CFR. And that means they're Illuminati. That means they are garbage. And they're teaching your children junk. Based on the Humanist Manifesto, which I will cover today. In detail. Today. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell, University of Texas, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, John Hopkins, University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York, George Washington University, just to name a few that are Illuminati, Luciferian. In other words, they have, in fact, humanist scholars, professors there to make sure your children are corrupted with their so-called theology that's garbage. And it's proven. And I'm going to tell you today what the Humanist Manifesto is sneaking up on you. Family, it's time to stand up. It's time to raise up. It's time to start speaking the truth and fight for it. I don't mean by a 5.56 millimeter round in a gas-operated, magazine-fed shoulder weapon. I'm not talking about that. That's ridiculous. Armed revolution will absolutely fail horribly. Oath keepers, militia, you are heavily infiltrated by traitors you think are your friends, but they're connected to the Council of Foreign Relations. They're connected to the Joint Chief of Staff, the Pentagon, that will lie to you, set you up, and have you killed in a heartbeat. And you have foreign troops here who just can't wait to come out. They're scared throughout the United States right now. After all, they've tried this five times, maybe six. I've talked about this in detail before. Six planned military coups have failed in this country that Americans don't know about. And the evidence is slap dab, even on congressional records. And even I've proven this by their own words from testimony on the air. I've done it. Because people aren't putting dots together. They're not connecting it. So you Freemasons, you will be targeted by your own people. It will happen. It's not a speculation. It's a fact. Jesus Christ is the only one. Now I'm going to talk about this today, 2 Chronicles 7:14, when I get started. Then we'll get the Humanist Manifesto. And what I plan on doing the rest of the week is bringing real situations to show you how they've applied the Humanist Manifesto, the goals of the communists, which control the world today, right now, this minute, and have since 1776, as a fact. Exactly what their goals have been and exactly how it affects you. Let's dedicate the broadcast. Lord, thank you today for bringing us together. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have that we can talk out, we can spread the gospel, we can, Father, learn from our mistakes. We can learn from knowledge. We can share our knowledge. Father, we thank you for the opportunity. We have free speech. Lord, even though sometimes it's so guarded, but Father, I know that through your supernatural way that you spread it out, Father, to the ones you touch that hear the gospel, hear the truth. And Father, we do thank you for the King James Bible. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Father, we do pray for an awakening. Father, for the wisdom, discernment from the Holy Spirit. Father, we call upon you today. We call upon you this week, Lord, that you will guide us and protect us with the blood of your blood of the Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we pray for an awakening in the churches today, that you'll touch the mouths of these preachers and rabbis and priests, that, Lord, that they'll start preaching the truth. That they deny and get out of the 501c3 control then Lord, that they'll preach to the Masons and their congregations to renounce that blood oath and get out of the Freemasons and get out of there and go back to their families with the truth. And Father, to renounce that Jesus Christ, to renounce that blood oath instead of renouncing Jesus Christ, that they renounce the blood oath. Lord, to be blessed again and to deliver their homes out of the bondages of Satan from the Freemasonry and the Knights of Malta and the secret societies. And to denounce these organizations and to get away from them. And Lord, to bring their families back to the gospel. We pray, Father, for the protection of children today. Lord, just being abducted, being sought after this month and next month for these satanic sacrifices coming up in October. Lord, we pray for their protection. We pray, Father, for those already under control, that, Father, you'll find a way to release them. We pray for our veterans. We pray for our citizens in this country and others, Lord, that are thinking about this suicide. So, Lord, you'll take that thought away, that somehow by divine appointments and family intervention and, Father, by a song or something that they find or hear, Lord, that will take their minds away from the thoughts of suicide. To control the, Father, to take away the effects of these psychotropic drugs and these vaccinations that's being given to them. Lord, we need help down here, Father, because people do not know about these vaccinations. They don't know about these chemicals. They don't know about the humanist agenda. Lord, we call upon you to protect us from any interruptions that come from Satan. Lord, that you spread the blood of Jesus around us, protect us, Lord, and protect our families and for healing and to bring families together. And Lord, in all these things we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I'm finding out, you know, that this Facebook thing going on, you know, on YouTube and all that, it's being hit hard and fast by these people called trolls or shills or COINTELPRO and all that. It's getting hit hard, real hard, more than I've ever seen before. It's different now. And they come in saying they're Christian. They're coming in and say, oh, I love the Lord, and I do this, and I do that, and they're liars. They make friends with you. They find out who's on your site. Then they start making friends on the side. Then they start, after a certain period of time, they get what we call activated. They get your trust, so-called friendship. Can you friend me? Whatever, right? And so you do all this, and then before you know it, they change on you. Well, the King James Bible, I know we talked about it, but, you know, it's got its problems right there, you know, and it's not always accurate. I stop them right there. I say, hold on a minute. I say, exactly how do you mean? Exactly what scripture, what verse is it that is wrong, not accurate, or missing? Tell me now, before you go on. And I do that with a preacher if I have to, whoever. Family, it's time to call them on what they say. Everyone that says they love the Lord, it don't mean so. You have to test the spirit. And I'm talking about professors. Well, I've got 50 books I've written. That means zero. Means nothing. And the fact that they are theological scholars or whatever is counts against them immediately. Well, I'll explain that shortly here, and I have the evidence to confirm it. Sounds like a broad statement to make, now doesn't it? When you got the evidence, it's not. The United States is, in fact, ruled by humanists. Every college, every university, and every public school is, in fact, a school of humanism right under your noses. Why do you think they give a full scholarship to those that's gifted? Out of the goodness of their heart? Oh, no, not at all. They want the best so they can use them to help promote their globalist agenda. and that's an absolute fact. It has nothing to do with being benevolent or caring for the education. It has to do to foment the humanist manifesto. Now, I never was good at being politically correct. And actually, I never plan on being. You see, it's hurt me in my career along the way, but that's just the way it goes. I will not back down. And I, in my own mind, and then I'll put to action, is the only thing that really deters me is my death. And then I don't have much of a choice. You see? And I mean this 100%. I joined the Marine Corps in 73 to fight. That's the only reason I joined. And when you go to fight, if you go fight, if you actually go to war, you've accepted that possibility of being disabled or killed. That's acceptable. Because that's part of your job. Or should I say the hazards of the job. The job is to kill the other guy. And you go back home. That'd really be the best way. That's why you train hard. And you don't have time to say, well, let's tell me ahead of time when we're going to war so I can start training before we go. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. You got to train the day you enter boot camp. You got to start training then. That moment. As if you're going to go to war right after boot camp. And in fact, that's now a reality. In my time, in 75 to 87, it wasn't. It was whenever the call out went, then you would go. You had no idea when it might be. But you always trained every day. Every second, every minute. In boot camp, you completely empty out what the garbage that civilian life put in their head, and you put in the Marine Corps knowledge back in. Yep, it's called brainwashing. I was a commanding officer of Alpha Company, 1st Battalion, in Parris Island. I was lieutenant, platoon commander, and the company commander in the fleet. I served in recruiting duty in 1978. I've been on all sides of it. I missed the wars. I got in late after Vietnam has ended, and I left before the war in Iraq in 1990 began. It's just in between the wars. However, I trained hard. I trained my troops hard because in the time that I was in, you had no idea when you might go. Point is, you have no idea when Jesus Christ is coming back again. And there's nobody, not one theologian, not one doctor, professor, or so-called prophet, or whatever they want to call themselves, can predict when it's going to happen. It is not possible. Because the Bible tells you, no one knows the day or the hour. You might know the season, and it gives you rules, it gives you the signs of the times. But when all the signs have shown, Matthew 24 and 25, that will be the generation that he will come, that he'll start the tribulations. When all the signs are there at one time. Matthew 24 to 25, it tells you right there. And the parable of the fig tree, that's not Israel. Israel will not be, the real Israel will not be until the millennium begins. God has used the 1948 to give a place for them to go, but that's not the true Israel. Their symbol and sign, the Star of David, the Star of Moloch, is a hexagram. It is, in fact, witchcraft. Requires a blood sacrifice. Our own stars and stripes, I have to be straight with you, are 50 pentagrams for that very reason. I'm laying the groundwork. That's what I always do in my broadcast. I love my country and all that because I joined Marines to fight for it. When I was going in, it was communism. It was killing a gook. See, we give them inhumane names so you can kill them and not worry about it. You see how it works? That's brainwashing. I was a part of that. Prepared. Willing to even volunteer to go to Okinawa so I could get to Vietnam and do my bid for America. Kill one of them, or two, or three, or five, or ten, or whatever. It didn't make any difference. The more I killed, if I had the opportunity, the better it would be in my mind then. I didn't know that Korea was planned, you understand this, planned, orchestrated. In the 1940s, Korea was planned to lose. It was on design. The State Department made sure of that by stopping the Free Chinese from taking Red China, by blockading with their own fleet in Taiwan, Formosa. A lot of people don't know that. Vietnam. The soldiers that went to Vietnam from the 60s to 75 fought bravely. They were fighting communists that we were helping. That we were helping through the Jesuits, the lion murdering Jesuits and Knights of Malta, evil to the absolute core. We didn't know, they didn't know, that we were helping Russia provide weapons and glycerol to the VC, our own government, as ordered by the Jesuits, the Roman Catholic Vatican, and the secret societies to foment that war to escalate communism as a fictitious alternate enemy throughout the entire process. That war was planned to lose from the very beginning. And the Agent Orange, by design, was to give the troops that were there cancer by design, on purpose, as was a glycerol factory given specifications to Russia in 1966 by the result of a memo that the Department of State gave to all the CEOs of certain companies. You understand where I'm coming from? It's all documented. It's a fact. To keep us busy, to tear down America as planned by the Roman Catholic Church. Fact. The Humanist Manifesto took off in the 1960s to destroy America beginning in 1945. Now, in my previous broadcasts, I have given evidence out the yin-yang. And I will continue to do so. The answer, you so-called Joint Chief of Staff, cowards that you are, Knights of Malta, briefing the Council of Foreign Relations, because you don't have the backbone to refuse to do it. You work with the enemy. That's the Council of Foreign Relations. They're responsible for the death of every veteran in the Korean War and World War II. I got the evidence, and I'm putting you on notice. Cowards, every one of you. Because you brief, you talk to, you're members of the Council of Foreign Relations. And that is the Illuminati. And they plan the wars that kills our soldiers and our Marines. And you help them along. I don't know why you four-star generals and admirals and whatever else the heck you are have lost your courage to self-serving, self-satisfying desires that you have now. But you have. And you know it. Because you took a blood oath as members of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, against America, and yet you still wear the uniform. But God knows you. Until you renounce a blood oath, your direction is straight to hell when you die. Matthew 5:33-37. Not to take any oath at all. And the plans you set up control the enemies that we have. And you know that too. You know, it's really starting to tick me off a little bit here and there. Because I trusted them. I love the American people. I love my country and all that. But I don't like lies. Have I told my time of lies? I sure have. I'm not innocent by no stretch of imagination. But I don't know more. And not going to, and you all, I have no fear of you. I have none. And I have experience, too. I've been those places. Kosovo, Saudi Arabia, the Congo, Kuwait. I've been in the shadows all along. Dealing with anti-terrorism. Dealing with force protection. And I've seen it. Especially Kosovo. The lies our State Department, United Nations tell. I'm publicly a whistleblower. It's not good for job longevity, granted. But I'm not selling my soul to none of you. I can dipsy dumpster dive like the best of them. If I have to. My soul is going to stay with me. I'm not going to give it up like you 4 stars have. The members of the council, actually quoted from Chicago Tribune 1950, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, that's Korean War, unquote. 1950 was an editorial out of the Chicago Tribune. The Council of Foreign Relations didn't have good control of the Chicago Tribune during the 1950s, so they got out some good articles. They changed that in the 1960s. Even General Douglas MacArthur said, and I quote, "The possibility of Red China entry into the Korean War existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize, that means blockade, to neutralize Formosa, which was Taiwan at the time, which in effect protected Red China from attack by Chiang Kai-shek's forces of 500,000 men. Korea, all of Korea would be free today. China would be free today if the Vatican hadn't ordered the State Department to order the 7th Fleet to make sure that Red China stayed Red China. That owns 30% of your property today in America, foreign trade zones. Has Ron Paul said anything about that? No, because they're part of this evil agenda. That's your foreign trade zones in every city, every state and union. They're not telling you about that. They're hiring the middle class to keep them quiet, killing off the old people in different ways, and the small towns making sure the young people move out to population centers where they're going to control them when the North American Union takes over. They're not telling the small towns this. The Freemasons are making a deal with the businessmen overseas. What they're going to do is they're going to kill the Freemasons. It's going to happen. The foreign trade zones is a trade-off of property they gave to the Chinese, the Clintons, to settle a debt that they bought, the Chinese bought off of us. They own at least 1/4 of America. It'll be the fourth time this has happened. 1789, 1859, 1929. Now, 1999, not a word was heard, not even a mouse, or something like that. You see, tie the dots together, sucker, because you Joint Chief of Staff just signed your death warrant, and the Chinese will execute it, and so the Illuminati, and the Great White Brotherhood has it all planned that you don't know about. I don't care if you are a cosmic top secret. You don't know the biggest secret of what they're going to do to you. And it's documented. The Vietnam War is no better. It was set up to lose. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that. I've talked about this many times before. So who's doing this? Humanists are. So Joint Chief of Staff, what's the answer? Do you even have an answer? You don't have an answer. You're not going to be the saints of the New World Order. They will make sure that doesn't happen. I know that's what they tell you, don't they? They tell you that, don't they? We're going to take care of you and your family. We're going to put you in deep underground military bases when the viruses hit. That's what they tell you, aren't they? No, that's going to be your grave. They're not telling you that. They will not let you live. You better listen to me. They're taking out your own troops, by gosh. They're taking out your own troops at 26 per day. That's a conservative guess of suicides. 26 per day. Literally, they're being murdered. 26 per day by suicide. The psychotropic drugs, the voice-to-skull technology is being orchestrated. The suicides are not just post-traumatic stress. 80% haven't been to combat. 60% hadn't been deployed. Answer that one, will you now? To reduce the number of military personnel so they won't have resistance when the North American Union takes over. And the felons become your national police force. It's already planned. They're already in the police departments. Sometimes I just feel like banging my fist on the desk and just, you know, but anyway. The answer, in fact, does lie. Literally, in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Some of you are not going to like this broadcast. But I can't help that. I got the spirit of something to say, I'm going to say it. Whether you like it or not. 2 Chronicles 7:14, that's the answer. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. That is the answer. And you're already told this back in the 1960s. You're already given the answer to that. Really by two great men. JFK and Martin Luther King. Both started off kind of wrong, Illuminati and socialist. They realized what they were involved in, and they changed. Because they didn't like what they were seeing. God got a hold of their heart. America, be warned.
Don't let anybody make you think that God chose America as his divine messianic force to be. A sort of policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you are too arrogant. If you don't change your ways, I will rise up and break the backbone of your power. And I'll place it in the hands of a nation that doesn't even know my name. Be still and know that I'm God. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home. Though the civil rights leaders, for various reasons, refuse or can't take a stand or have to go along with the administration, that's their business. But I'm afraid that I know that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is the threat to justice everywhere.
He wasn't the only one either that warned us. There's another one that warned us.
President John F. Kennedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, There is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Martin Luther King. John Lennon. Aaron Russo. Princess Diana. Benazir Bhutto. Tupac Shakur. Dr. David Kelly. William Cooper. And Barry Jennings, and many more.
Not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
The news they started controlling in 1915. J.P. Morgan bought out 25 of the major newspapers. After a study, they realized that'd be the way to go, and they put an editor in charge. This is under congressional records, confirming what I've just told you. Then they passed it on to the Rockefellers in 1921 when they created the Council of Foreign Relations. Simultaneously, the Rothschilds, German by name of Bauer, Rothschilds, German, Bauer, created the Royal Institute of National Affairs. Same time. Both are the Illuminati. Both are all humanist. Luciferian. You name it, it's all satanic. Call it what you will, it is satanic. They've been controlling the news ever since. Then in a period of time, look it up, Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird controlled the press, alternative news, TV, and the news being given to you. Notice one thing very common. All the real truth tellers are dead. Hint, hint. And the ones that's not or on the highest level of international or national alternative news or otherwise, are still living. I find that very odd. Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, will heal their land. Israel didn't do it. Israel got separated, divided, and destroyed, as Jesus predicted in 70 A.D. And no, we're not in the first seal even yet. The 70th week of Daniel is yet to happen. There's another part of where the humanists in the so-called schools of theology are lying to their people, and so-called false prophets are saying we're already in the tribulations. That's a lie from the pit of hell. There's no way they can even prove it. Except they tell it to their parishioners who trust them. After Solomon, you know, finished the temple, his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night with promises and warnings. In that event, God sent drought and locusts and pestilence on the people that they would humble themselves. They pray, seek his face, turn from their wicked ways. Then he would forgive the sin and restore them back. This Jonathan Kahn and his Shemitai or whatever, Shemitai Tamai Shu or whatever, is garbage. Hagee and the four blood moons is nothing but nonsense. It's not even in the Bible. Can they make something happen? Yeah, because the humanists control it. And these are part of the humanist agenda. Jonathan Kahn and Hagee and Mark Blitz and the rest of them. Of course they can make something happen. Because they control it. And these are the mouthpieces for the Illuminati, for the Freemasons, for the humanists. Verse 14 may very well be the golden text of the entire Bible, or the entire Chronicles, we'll say. It's addressed to the chosen nation of Israel at first. But remember, God doesn't change. The Old Testament laws were fulfilled by Jesus. It doesn't change. He just fulfilled them. You know, it's rightly been applied to those nations which have a biblical heritage. It's also the sure road to restoration and revival for all times. So you got your Chuck Baldwins and all the rest of them talking about revolution, Constitution here, Bill of Rights there. They're not telling you the truth. They're part of this agenda. You heard me right. I didn't make a mistake. If the conditions are met, the promises assure fulfillment. You had J. Barton Payne. He said, and I quote, "This great verse, the best known in all chronicles, expresses as no other in Scripture God's requirement for national blessing, whether in Solomon's land, in Ezra, or in our own. Those who believe must forsake their sins, turn from the life that is centered in self, and yield to God's word and will. Then and only then will heaven send any revival." Unquote. This is not mine, but there's a pastor that gave a prayer in Kansas at open session of Senate. Mr. Joe Wright, he asked to open the new session of the Kansas Senate, and everyone was expecting the usual generalities, but this is what they heard. Mr. Joe Wright said, quote, "Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and to seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says woe to those who call evil good, but that is exactly what we have done. We've lost our spiritual equilibrium and reversed our values." I'm going to say we, but also insert that slash humanist that we've allowed to pervade in our country since 1776. He goes on to say, now quoting Reverend Wright, "We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We have killed our unborn and called it a choice. We've shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building self-esteem. We abused power and called it politics. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it ambition. We polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Amen." You know what, after that happened, after this Reverend Wright said all that, understandably, from their point of view, because they're humanist anyway and Freemasons or whatever, that a number of legislators walked out during the Power Armor protest. In 6 short weeks, the Central Christian Church, where Reverend Wright was pastor, logged more than 5,000 phone calls, with only 47 of those responding negatively. Church receiving international requests for copies of the prayer from India, Africa, and Korea. And you know, there's even, at the time, Paul Harvey aired this prayer on his radio program, The Rest of the Story, and received a large response to the program than anyone has ever aired before on his program. And no, I'm not doing it for mine. I'm not an opportunist. With the Lord's help, the prayer would sweep the nation and wholeheartedly become the desire that we once again called one nation under God. But with that, I have a little bit of a problem, because, family, we have been a humanist nation since 1776. Most of our founding fathers were either Freemasons or deists. George Washington figured this out when he knew about the Fabians. They came over. The Declaration of Independence was brought over by the Jesuits. It was used to foment liberty as a trigger to establish a war that they won. Made us think we won the Revolutionary War. We didn't. We lost it. We remained a colony of England. That's another story one day. I've told it many times. It's a fact, though. We are a colony of England today. We never won that war. We've been under debt since 1789. And still are. And that's been purchased by outsiders. You're Ron Paul's. You're Rand Paul's. Your Republican tie level, Council of National Policy, and look up who's belonging to it. And the Council of Foreign Relations, your Democrats, your Republicans, all work on the same agenda of the Luciferian humanist evil that's connected to the Vatican, that's connected to the Queen Elizabeth group of Merovingian bloodline, which are nothing but mere slaves of the hierarchy, someone over them, of which we know who those are. and they're going to make their appearance here in the near future, called Disclosure. And the peace they bring is a lie from the pit of hell. They're going to tell you that the Illuminati has been defeated. It will be a lie. Be ready for it. Now, to set the stage, bear with me, my regular listeners. I do have some information you've heard before, but it leads me up to telling you more detailed information about the humanists. We have schools of theology. People say, I want to get a degree of being a pastor. I want to be a reverend. I want to go to college and get my degree. Really? That's what they're hoping too. So they can control you, and I'll prove it. They infiltrated the churches in 1787. All the churches have been infiltrated. And they've been infiltrating ever since. I got a record of it, of how they did it. I'm not going to go over it exactly today, but I will tell you this, on that part, about the church infiltration, was on September the 11th, 1893, the first World's Parliament of Religions was held in Chicago, Illinois. According to records, men of progress from all over the globe gathered together in what would become known as the first outward step to unite the world's religions. However, before that, the year 1787 set that up. Josiah Strong coordinated the General Christian Conference of 1887. And he was to pull together the churches into the Evangelical Alliance for the United States to fuel the fires of social gospel. The primary purpose was to collectivize the churches so Christian public opinion could make itself felt by the government. And later, that alliance of Christian socialism was absorbed by the Federal Council of Churches, and the socialist movement to infiltrate and control Christian churches began in earnest. Led to the September 11th. That date is very important for the occult. 1893 was the first World's Parliament of Religions in Chicago, Illinois. They had to get the churches and the education, the humanist agenda, to start chipping away at the family beginning in 1945. But they needed the family structure together to foment the two world wars that were already planned before 1873 by Albert Pike. And the outcome was already determined. That should drop some of y'all's jaws. Because it's under evidence, jury. Evidence is there to confirm it. It's all planned ahead of time with the outcome already determined. After all, the outcome of the war between Japan and Russia in 1903-04 was already planned out. The Rothschilds funded, after they got rid of the samurai warrior in 1860. After 1860s and 1870s, after Civil War, we began killing off the indigenous population called the Indians. They were indigenous, by the way, long before white man got here. The Mexicans and Indians were here first. Also, bloodline to Shem. They were here first. But then the white man was escaping religious intolerance and being murdered by the Vatican gave us a reason to leave. You see how it worked out? That's a fact. It's how humanists work. It's how Satanists work. It's all the same. It goes back a long time ago. They used the Declaration of Independence to give us some kind of something to hang on to and use liberty as a trigger to form in a war to develop debt. So the war between Japan and Russia was formed by the Rothschilds to take vengeance on the Romanov family. Was funded Japan on one side of the Rothschild, funded Russia other side of the Rothschild, funded both, caused them to fight. The side that funded Russia pulled their money away. You can't fight a war without money. That's why Russia lost in 1904. That brought in Trotsky and set up the Bolshevik Revolution, which was funded by Wall Street. Woodrow Wilson helped fund Trotsky. Y'all got the idea now? You see how it works? They're not, these aren't patriots, man. They're humanists. Working on a humanist manifesto. The implications of Arlington Cemetery now takes on a different meaning, don't it? Oh, it really torques my jaw bad. So what is this humanist agenda? Infiltrated the churches, as I told you. And I told you the National Council of Churches, didn't I? The Federal Council of Churches. 1700s, 1800s, right? We'll hand it like this. 1955. Roosevelt's Communist Manifesto by Emanuel Josephson. Dated 1955. Quote, John D. Rockefeller's gift of $20 million for the purpose of advancing Protestant theology to his dummy tax-dodging foundation, the Synaptic Fund, was announced in January 1955. Previously, a gift of $1 million to Harvard for a school of divinity had been announced. Harvard. Controlled by Illuminati. Continuing the quote. This demonstrates the uses of philanthropy in the best tradition of Adam Weishaupt for the purpose of bribing public opinion. Adam Weishaupt was the one that created the Communist Manifesto, the World Revolutionary Plan, May the 1st, 1776. He was a Jesuit and a Satanist. As Adam Weishaupt. He controlled Thomas Jefferson in the same way that Mandel House controlled Woodrow Wilson. That's a fact. Continuing. It demonstrates the use of philanthropy for the best tradition of Adam Weishaupt for the purpose of bribing public opinion. It follows a set of Rockefeller philanthropies adopted on the advice of John D. in-law, Reverend Dr. A.H. Strong, who wrote him and said, I quote, your present gifts to education and to the churches do not stem the tide of aspirations as would the establishment of an institution for the public good, so great that it has manifestly cost a large self-sacrifice to build it. Whenever under attack, the Rockefeller, continue the quote, whenever under attack, the Rockefellers made such philanthropic gesture, particularly to religion. In the early part of this century, as the 20th century, following the outraged outcry of the nation at the brutal Colorado fuel and iron massacre of their workers, quote, stop quote, That was the detective agency that the Rockefellers hired to mass murder those people. Look it up. Colorado Fuel and Iron massacre of their workers, women, and children. Continuing quote. That they set up the Laura Spelman Rockefeller Memorial. Laura Spelman Rockefeller Memorial. It initially was entirely devoted to charity and support of churches. But as soon as public attention was diverted, its monies went to the support of subversion of the Illuminist communist conspiracy under the direction of Beardsley Rummel, R-U-M-L. Continuing. They also launched Billy Sunday on his evangelical revivalism in that era, as they are now doing with Billy Graham. Weishaupt taught his followers well the value of using religion and philanthropy as a cover for the conspiracy. Rockefeller's chief Protestant philanthropy ran by kinsman John Foster Dulles, the Federal Council of Churches, bingo, of Christ, was pronounced by Naval Intelligence in 1936 to be one of the most dangerous, subversive institutions in the country. And these gifts of funds withheld from the Treasury are obviously designed to counter the exposure of the Carol Reese Committee, a crude attempt to buy off public opinion with the public's own funds. Now, with a third source, all these sources are not connected. I don't connect my sources. So the third source I found from Rockefeller File by Gary Allen, page 76, and it says, I quote, "The use of psychology and propaganda, or if you will, brainwashing, is not a communist invention. It was developed in the West in such places as Rockefeller financed Tavistock Institute in England. While the communists, or humanists, same thing, have used these tools for mind-bending, so have the Rockefellers, the hidden persuaders from Madison Avenue, the Rand Corporation, and named after Ayn Rand, their, no pun intended, heroine, think tank or Hudson Institute, can and do manipulate public opinion." Oh, there you go. Continuing, the establishment elitists refer to it as, quote, "the engineering of consent." That means we're made to think the manacles that they're slipping on our wrists are love bracelets. The techniques developed by the Rockefellers, thought trust, have been adopted and used more brutally by the communist, humanist. With money, the Rockefellers gain control of the media. With the media, the family gain control over public opinion. With control over public opinion, they gain control of politics. With the control of politics, they're taking control of the nation. I'm not done. I got some more little surprises for you. That as far back as, see, nothing's changed. This is not just history. This is the present. The history just carries itself on. That, for example, in World War I, the Rockefellers made $200 million. That's a bit of a problem. That kind of tells you a little something, don't it? One of the families who reaped, quote, That would be six. Yep, Nesta Webster, Surrender of an Empire, 1921, on page 59. One of the families who reaped the exorbitant profits were the Rockefellers, who were very eager for the United States to enter World War I, and who made far more than $200 million from that conflict. Now you see what they did with it, don't you? These are humanist family. They run the country. Quote, historian Anthony Sutton, without the capital supplied by Wall Street, there would have been no IG Farben chemical cartel in the first place. And almost certainly no Adolf Hitler in World War II. But can you see the major source of Hitler's financial power came from the chemical cartel called IG Farben. And their source of money was Wall Street. The Bolshevik Revolution, early 1900s, came from Wall Street. Wall Street's controlled by the Vatican. The Vatican's controlled by the Italian Illuminati. Not Jews. It's not Jews. Jews are a part of it. The fake Jews, yes. So's German. So's Italian. So's Irish. So's Scottish. All of them are Luciferian. The Knights Templar control the money for the Knights of Malta, not the Jews. The Jews are the fall guy. The bad Jews work for Hitler to kill the Hebrew Jews and the others that they could find. It's called the Holocaust. I have only scratched the surface. I can't even call it scratch the surface. It's all evidentiary also. Now, education and religion, I have proven, are totally controlled. From Harvard to Duke University to Appalachian State, you name it, I don't care what state you're in or what college you come from, it is controlled. I don't care what church you come from. It's a 501c3 church, and y'all got this hip-hop, Christian-type rock and roll is designed to lead you away from God. That's what rock and roll is all about. So the charismatic movement, in fact, was created by the Vatican, by the Illuminati. John Todd confirms this. He's a member of it. Your Chuck Smith and all these guys? No, they're frauds. They were frauds. Every doggone one of them. To lead you away from the truth. Coming so close to it, but leading you away. Now, I'm going to talk about these heretical type teachings later on this week. Probably in my Bible study. Maybe in a broadcast. I don't know. But I'll cover it. And I put up my archives with the titles of the programs in the title of the archive on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. And everything on my website is all free. I have nothing. I'm not advertising, not a darn thing. My work is not about advertising for making money. It's just not. It's to get you the truth. Okay, here we go. Corrupted education, the humanist doctrine, both humanism and Marxism and Leninism. If it's got an ism, it is belonging to the Jesuits. If it belongs to the Jesuits, it belongs to the Italian Illuminati. Aldo Brandina, Chagi, Gaetana, Medici, that's the enemy. And the secret societies are nothing but foot soldiers that are given false promises. Now, what do they believe in besides murder and mind control and death and their own self-fulfilling saving their own skins? First of all, these directors They have mentioned more than once that they blithely mention that they will sacrifice as many of the lesser Jews as necessary to serve their purpose among other people and minorities and white folk and whoever else. The directors of the conspiracy play no favorites as far as race or nationality is concerned. They sacrifice Jews, Gentiles alike, and they acknowledge that they have since 1773, carrying it from family member to family member, used Darwinism, communism, humanism, Zionism, to further their secret and selfish ambition. The Vatican created the religion of Islam in the 6th and 7th century. The Vatican created the religion of Islam. They raised Muhammad the prophet from 6 years old to 25 years old. The Vatican did. And married him off to Khwajina, a wealthy Arab nun. A wealthy widow Arab nun that was raised, that was brought to a convent. She was 45 and he was 25. She was 40 and he was 25. And he married her. Oh, yeah. And Muhammad the prophet is in the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II through King Edward IV. Isn't that a hoot? Oh, there's a lot going on. They boast that they will sit back behind the scenes and use their agents trained from birth to act as advisors and specialists to do their bidding. That's how they do it. Now, I got some other details about that, but I'm not going to talk about that now. So what is it they believe in? What are they teaching? What are they pushing on us and have been since the 1700s till 2014 and up to the New World Order? Both humanism and Marxism deny the existence of God. Deny the existence of a soul. They deny the existence of absolute moral laws. They deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including rights that guaranteed to us by the alleged U.S. Constitution. That's not in existence anymore. It was rendered null and void in 1938, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. Your lawyers and judges haven't told you that. Napolitano, he ain't going to tell you that. He'll lie on TV like he always does. Every single one of them. They deny the sanctity of individual human life. They claim that they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. They believe that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Now, you've got the Humanist Manifesto 1, 2, and recently Humanist Manifesto 3 to take the place of the one in 1933. And the writings of Karl Marx, was nothing more than being plagiarized. He plagiarized a document by Clinton Roosevelt, 1841. Karl Marx plagiarized the Communist Manifesto. He didn't write it. He plagiarized from Clinton Roosevelt. What did he plagiarize? The Science of Government, Founded on Natural Law, 1841. And I got a copy of it. Clinton Roosevelt wrote it. Passed it on to Karl Marx to plagiarize. Set up for the communist movement in the 1900s. Where'd he get it? Listen now carefully. He got it from Adam Weishaupt, who finished a plan May the 1st, 1776. So the Humanist Manifesto, the Communist Manifesto, May the 1st, 1776, passed on to Clinton Roosevelt in 1841, who rewrote it, gave it another title. 7 years later, passed it on to Karl Marx, who called it the Communist Manifesto in 1848, working with Engels. And Karl Ritter wrote the counter to it called Fascism, all of it planned to break the wars for World War I and II. 1885, they started putting in place. They infiltrated the churches, infiltrated the education long before that. By the year 1904, they had it all set up and ready to go. Wall Street funds the Bolshevik Revolution. They murder the entire Romanov family because of what they did in the 1860s, working with Lincoln. Another story. Churchill, or J.P. Morgan, Churchill set up the sinking the USS Maine to establish us as a world power military. And, of course, following that was the War of Japan and Russia, set that up. Then the Great Depression was already planned by 1910. It all come into place. Everything was right after the other. Bang, 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 bang. The same people involved. Churchill, that murderer, he's a Knight of Malta. Him and J.P. Morgan set up on purpose the death of 1,201 lives aboard the Lusitania. It was designed to murder, to set up justification. You see how they worked it? To get some World War I. Manufacturing consent. Bingo. World War I, the war to end all wars. Well, it didn't. They just transferred it to World War II. Now you know the rest of the story of what the humanist, socialist, communist, secret societies have done and are doing. And to themselves. My warning is to them that within their own group, they will be targeted. Now about education. Humanist point of view. John Dewey was a humanist, evil to the core. He is also titled the father of American public education. And he also helped set up the plans for the extraterrestrial hoax that's coming. Yeah, the same John Dewey. How about that? Don't you all find that just amazing? That boy, he was a busy boy back then, wasn't he? I bet you got you wondering about that extraterrestrial hoax that he set up back in 1917. All I'm going to do is give you a quote of what he said at a conference. He said he was professor of worthless philosophy in Columbia University. Columbia is a Illuminati college I just named a little while ago. He is the next speaker in a conference in New York in 1917. He said, I quote, "Someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity, interest, and purpose," unquote. They set up this extraterrestrial hoax. It's coming, family. It's called disclosure. That's something I'll talk about in another time. It's real soon, though. So back to what John Dewey said. He said, and I quote, well, actually, he was a humanist. He was titled the father of American public education. He's a humanist. Charles Francis Potter, 1930, said, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. Horace Mann, before John Dewey, very influential man in education, before John Dewey in the 1830s, Horace Mann said, and I quote, "What the church has been for medieval man, the public school must become for democratic and rational man. God would be replaced by the concept of the public good." That was quoted by Phyllis Schlafly, Education for the 70s. It was an NAA report, Utah Independent, 1976. You can find it yourself in other places because Horace Mann spoke it. Herbert London, Marxism Striving on American Campuses, The World and I, January 1987. He said, and I quote, page 189. He said, and I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades, that's the 1960s, are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment." That's Marxist and socialism. "And almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. Georgia Ann Geyer, on Marxism, thriving on American campuses, said, and I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities," unquote. Roger Kimball, in Tenured Radicals by Harper and Row, 1990, page Roman numeral 8, says, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical," that's Marxist and humanist, "menu at the center of their humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote. Paul Brandwein, whatever, his influential educator, taught that, quote, "Any child who believes in God is mentally ill." Dr. Chester M. Pierce, addressing 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, in the teachers' conference. He said, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school to age of 5 is mentally ill because it comes to school with allegiances toward our elected officials, toward our founding fathers, toward our institutions, toward the preservation of this form of government, patriotism, national sovereignty. It's all that proves these children are sick, because a truly well individual is one who's rejected all those things and is what I would call the true international children of the future." This is a conference talking to 2,000 teachers. Nobody complained. Nobody said a word. He wasn't removed from his position at Harvard. I imagine he could make a pretty good manager at McDonald's or Burger King, maybe, if they had it then. He doesn't belong to be, need to be a teacher, though, but he still is. Ashley Montagu spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California, stated that the American family structure produces mentally ill children. Now, what more do y'all need? I got dozens more quotes. Slam dunk it. So what is we're talking about here about humanism? Now that I've kind of laid the groundwork, and I continue tomorrow if I have to. This semantic confusion in Colossians 2:8, Scripture. "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy," hello, "and empty deception, according to the traditions of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ." Colossians 2:8. You know, so this semantic confusion we're talking about here, the exists between humanism and humanist, is understandable and is planned. There was a long ago, it was about 20 years ago or so, there's a principal in a senior high school, as reported by William Bowen. And from his experiences, he said a principal in a senior high school, Hartford County, Maryland, was quoted in the local press as saying, quote, "I am a humanist, but I don't know what that is," unquote. So his kind of mentality is typical of middle management in the public school system. And they're controlled by Freemasonry, Eastern Stars, and resident Marxist scholars. If a teacher decides to do the right thing like a police officer would, they end up losing their job, harassed one way or the other. This is what really goes on in the schools. But you know, unwittingly, this principle was right, because he's a humanist and doesn't know what one is. Because many people confuse humanism with the term humane and humanist with humanitarian. It's far from that. Beneath all this smokescreen of baloney, high-sounding phrases and platitudes, is demonic philosophy that's committed to a one-world or globalist government. The enslavement of man and the eradication of God, nation, and family. And y'all, Joint Chief of Staff, are just sitting on your hands, helping them through the Council of Foreign Relations. How do you look your neighbors in the eye and their kids going to school? And if you don't know this, shame on you. Because the death of your soldiers and Marines are in your hands. For wars is pre-created. Paul Kreutz, in his closing remarks to the Humanist Manifesto number 2, he observed, and I quote, "The true revolution is occurring and can continue in countless nonviolent adjustments. Conflict, revolution, resolution, adjustment, change, the globalist socialist humanist formula for change. We are change." The Humanist Manifesto number 1, it confirms in the opening remarks that it's establishing a new religion. They're all bought out. It's a moldy, wormy cake with brand new icing. You can eat the icing, but the cake will kill you. You know, present-day humanists deny humanism as a religion, like Masons deny it's a religion, but it is. It's Luciferian. Much of Manifesto number 2 is devoted to religious matters. You know, the United States Supreme Court cited humanism as a religion in 1961, a case called Torcaso and Watkins, 367 U.S. 488. The Supreme Court says it's religion in 1961. And you know, based on decision, Republican John Conlon's 1976 amendment to the Higher Education Act, he confirmed humanism to be a religion. He declared it unconstitutional to teach humanism in the public schools. Oops. Didn't let the cat out of that bag, didn't I? The amendment also prohibited the use of federal funds to support educational projects or programs that involved humanism. Oh my, a little bit of spending not legal there, huh? How about that? Christianity was quickly taken out of the public schools. Oh, we'll talk about that tomorrow. They stop in prayer, do you think? Yeah. They trying to curtail the chaplains and military? Yeah. Now you know where it's coming from. Yeah. But the same's not been true for humanism, has it? No. You know what's shocking is the extent to which humanism has displaced Christianity in our nation little by little. Almost every humanist doctrine is quoted from the manifesto as an evidence in our courts, our federal, state, local legislation, in our society, our schools, the projects NAACP does, ADL, the ACLU. They're all part of this humanist agenda. But y'all just sit on your hands now. Watch TV. Go play golf. Play fancy football. You know, Abraham Lincoln was quite correct in pointing out that educational philosophy of today becomes a political policy of tomorrow. No wonder they assassinated him. He confirmed in a quote that I've got here that the Jesuits formed up our Civil War. Control the South with the French, control the North with the Germans. And they're doing it again. except it's a little more sophisticated this time. You know, the United States Supreme Court legalized abortion, birth control, commonly practiced. Divorce has reached the 50% mark and going more. Easy to get a divorce, hard to get married. Gay rights, child rights, this goes back to the 1980s. Vigorously pushed suicide, infanticide, or commonplace. They're working on child euthanasia in Oregon. Then when they pass the International Rights of the child can commit suicide, as I talked about yesterday, and you parents can't stop it, or you're going to jail. But we'll go beyond disability. Socially troublesome, tired of living, that fake ADHD, which doesn't exist. Give them drugs, the drugs, Prozac, whatever the hell whatever the dickens they all put in there, will then allow them to commit suicide. They've already got 26 suicides per day of our military. Now, where do you think it's coming from? Gosh almighty, Joint Chief of Staff. Man, if I could, I'd find you sandwiches, put X-Lax in there. Man, what's wrong with you people? You're seeing stars, that's all you're seeing. Doggone it. I thought you were once lieutenants. You might have went to high school with somebody or college, maybe. You forgot all about them? Laws are broken with immunity. Morality is violated. You're not going to impeach anybody. The impeachment process is impaired and always has been. So when these so-called judges out here and so-called patriots like Arpaio and George Mack and all these guys, they must not know what they're doing. We're going to impeach the president. Oh, get a life. What are you talking about? My opinion is they're part of this agenda, just like the Bundys of Nevada, to fool the American people. Say they're going to help you, but they just delay. That's how they do it. Control the opposition. Morality is violated publicly, and on the catalog continues. Separation of church and state is not found anywhere in the Constitution, including the First Amendment. Supreme Court chose to follow the Humanist Manifesto rather than the Constitution, as was planned all along, and decided in favor of the separation of church and state. Article 1 of the Constitution, 1791, says, and I quote, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or freedom of press, or right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances." And yet, in our schools, they can't pray because it offends somebody. It's freedom of religion. You don't like it, leave. They've reversed it all. And you're letting them. NAACP set up a situation. Then they go in for the kill. And the judges, who are Freemasons, Knights of Malta, and literally warlocks. I know two of them in Winder, Georgia, that are warlocks and Freemasons. Let it happen. The teaching of American history and government has been under attack for so long and corrupted by so many innovative ideas. You know, the American public is ignorant of the fact that the Constitution was written to protect the people. But it's also, the reality was, it was written as a facade. Who challenged that facade? Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK. Garfield is just a bad actor. Reagan was another bad actor, no pun intended. But he ran his mouth too much to Congress about the money, and they told him to shut up, so they gave him a little bit of a warning with Hinckley. Same thing with Ford. Squeaky Fromm was a friend of Hinckley. Can anybody say MK Ultra? Mm-hmm. If they want them dead, they'd have been dead as a warning. The Constitution has been a facade all along. They've been trying to get rid of it, make it permanent by dictatorship. How many times? Six. And I've proven it since 1933. With testimony that I've recorded and put on the broadcast. And my regular listeners, you can affirm to that. Constitution does not give any rights to the people. Its purpose is to protect the rights of the people and give only rights to the government that the people want the government to have. But it's not worked out that way at all. And I proved yesterday by a quote from FDR, we've never had a democracy. And our constitutional republic has been subverted secretly all along. Most people come up and say, I'm a sovereign. I got my sovereignty sheet here. I got my certificate right here. And it says, Tom Gamble, sovereign. Right. That means squat. When they declare martial law, and you go up there and say, well, you can't do this because I'm a sovereign, so bang, they're going to just blow you away and put you in an unmarked grave. They got us placated with this sovereignty garbage, making everybody think, well, now I'm a sovereign, I'm okay now. No, you're not. It's just to placate you. Doggone it, when people are going to wake up. A federal republic is not a democracy and was established in a constitutional republic. The highest office is citizen, but they've never intended to work that way. A threat to the parent and the family exists in the there was pushes by the social services to create a participatory democracy in the family. However, a plan to destroy the family began in 1945. Brought Chris home. A quote I've been given many times. Regular listeners, you probably memorized it by now. About what they were going to do after 1945. Tavistock had set up our destruction. Little by little, like a cancer. Humanism has been eaten away in our country. Like a cancer. And the people that have been helping it, thinking they're going to get rewarded, are the very ones going to get zapped with it. And their families. They will not be allowed to survive. Once they use you, like the outside of an onion, they just peel you away and throw you in a trash can. Brock Chisholm said, 1948 to 1953, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, their loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. Ruth Bader Ginsburg had a big play of this when she submitted a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights in 1977 that's been being played out since last year. Man, she's still operating there. Whose side do you think they're on? Well, sure not yours. And a revolution will not do it. The ones leading the so-called revolution are the very ones working for them. Do you understand what I've just said? Your Ron Pauls, your Rick Warrens, Rick Joyner, Gerald Boykin, Wesley Clark. Family, these are Knights of Malta, Rhodes Scholars that take a blood oath against you like Clinton, Naomi Wolf, and the whole doggone lot of them. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the only answer. There is no other answer. There is none. Literally. The very ones that control you, control this humanist agenda, believe in Lucifer. I don't care whether you believe in him, whether you believe in evil, or his representation of evil. I don't care what you believe. They do believe, and they're running you. The education, the philosophy, science, the arts, politics, finance, education, and religion. That's called the seven rays. Each one of those, in fact, has objectives, milestones that's handled through, discussed at the Bilderberg meeting, the Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, Council of Foreign Relations, Rolling Through International Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation, and the United Nations. I got them all, didn't I? And then they get together to discuss it at what's called the round table. Then the round table comes with conclusions with how far we've gone, how far they've done it, how far that they've achieved, and they submit their recommendations and their positions to the Committee of the 300, which are Bloodline Illuminati. Of that, you have the Committee of the 300, Council of 33, the Council of 13, the Council of 7. You understand how this really works? Family, come on now. The evidence is there. You can't run from it. This is hard to take, I know. But darn it, it's real. It's not fake. It's not conspiracy theory. The evidence is clearly there. And as many have said, the threat to the parent and the family exists in the Social Services, Child Protective Service. Nancy Schaefer was going after him. And she is also going after the North American Union to stop it, slow it down, whatever. She was killed by her husband. Shot her in the back while she slept. Then he committed suicide. Uh-huh. This democracy in the family sounds like means that everyone in the family has a vote. There's no authority figure, such as a father or the mother in the father's absence. It's one of the covert reasons for the push for that, what they called back in the 80s, the kitty lib and child's rights, as a rule of thumb to remember, is to look for both the overt and covert objectives by UNESCO, Social Services. The push. If children's rights are enlarged, then parental rights are reduced proportionately. Now, Karl Marx said in the Economic, Politic, and Philosophy, the Marxist connection, quote, humanism is denial of God and the total affirmation of man. Humanism is really nothing else but Marxism. Unquote. So what they're going to do in this Marxist agenda, this humanist agenda, is they're going to hit you with a dialectic. Family, they're already planning it. I found it actually today. I've been warning people for the longest time that what they're going to do, allegedly, is take down the Illuminati. This is called the dialectic. They'll say the Illuminati has been defeated. We won. We brought them out. The Nordics, the aliens or whatever, have defeated the Illuminati. There is an article went out on the 30th of September, 2014. I've been warning about this for a long time. They have this alien lie that I've been telling you about an hour and a half ago. People believe in aliens. Even Billy Graham and the Pope and all the rest believe in aliens. They're turning it from the fallen angels and demons to aliens that people can believe in. Unfortunately, it's a lie. These are fallen angels. They're demons. Both of them. Remember I talked about yesterday, the good witch and the bad witch? Notice the root word, witch. It don't matter what they're wearing, what they look like, a witch is a witch is a witch. It's not of God. That's where you got this Wizard of Oz. Dorothy, click your heels three times and go home. Well, she must be good. She's white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and wears a red dress like she's going to a wedding. And little, or maybe a Halloween party or something. And then the other one is evil, dyed. Long nose, a wart on the end of it, black hat. Rides on a Chrysler broomstick. She's got to be evil. Why? Because she looks evil. Oh. That's how Satan works. It's called the dialectic. What they're saying, they're saying, hook, line, and sinker. People are going to buy off on this. The worm has turned at every high level. The ruling crime cabal is now being contained, disempowered, and deconstructed piece by piece. Majestic 12 has decided disclosure will be allowed. That's to let you know the fake Jesus, Yeshua, Sananda Manuel, the alien or whatever he is, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus is going to appear. It will be a lie from the pit of hell. His name is Sananda Manuel. He's a fallen angel, and they will lie to you. There'll be a period of peace and prosperity. That is your first seal of the tribulations. We're close. We're very, very close. The worm has turned at the very high level, and the ruling crime cabal is now being contained, disempowered, deconstructed, piece by piece, due to an interesting convergence of various forces and entities, including the U.S. High Military Command, and because this article, that there's a long article here, contains information leaked by insiders, no such thing, as well as numerous speculations, use your own judgment, blah, blah, blah. The most secret agency of the U.S. government has apparently decided that disclosure is now going to be allowed despite the existing official but secret USG policy against it. Disclosure will be health implementation of populism, implementation of free energy, oh hooray. And at the end of petroleum-based economy, there you go. See, they're going to get rid of, they're going to bring Tesla's technology. J.P. Morgan ripped it off from Tesla, murdering him anyway. Same thing with, what's that fruitcake? Edison, another liar that worked for J.P. Morgan and also worked for Tesla. Then they murdered Tesla. J.P. Morgan. Nothing but a murderer and a scoundrel since the day he was born. Humanists, every one of them. Luciferians, every one of them. All the way up to Edison, who lied about creating the light. The light was created by Tesla, a Serbian. He's a genius, but he was channeled too, by the way. They always had it out for the Serbs, by the way, even in World War II. Disclosure will lead the implementation of populism, implementation of free energy, which they've had all along anyway. Masons know about this. And the end of petroleum-based economy. See, that's why they're going to use algae farms in the Great Lakes, Chesapeake, and down the Gulf of Mexico. It's always been to use algae. So we've got to get rid of the coal mines. That's why the Rockefellers started murdering and killing back in the 1920s, the coal miners, Mattawa and all the rest of them. That's why they've had explosions in various places of natural gas. That's why you've had the oil fields taken over so they can control it and then get rid of it. They planned this all along, family. All along. Since the Baku oil fields were procured by the Rockefellers, working with the Rothschilds. They were against each other, but they got their own inside killers. Free energy systems have been discovered, that's a lie, they've always had it, and developed and are ready to be rolled out and will be completely replaced petroleum-based energy systems which will control the world. We're talking the first seal, peace and prosperity. The Dracos, they call them, created Mystery Babylon. You see what they're doing? Which is a system of Babylonian money magic that has created money from nothing as debt notes in order to transfer wealth from the masses to themselves through creation and use of pernicious usury. Debt that accrues in such a way that can never be paid off. See, they've done this all along. Now they're getting ready to cut it loose and replace the pot for the kettle. This is today. They bring this out today. I've been telling people about this for 5 years. Quote, limited disclosure has been occurring for over the last 20 years. Another alien extraterrestrial group has become involved because the Dracos crossed a certain line. Sounds like something on TV, don't it? If reports are accurate, quote, the tall whites are now the white brotherhood, the murderers that's going to kill the Masons, by the way. The tall whites are now working behind the lines to make sure that all secrecy ends and the secret crimes of the ruling cabal are fully exposed to the public by the internet and word of mouth through information diffusion. It does seem quite interesting to many deep black secret shadow government secrets have been exposed lately, and so many thought to be secret phone conversations, documents, that every reason to believe this trend will continue and speed up, unquote. Family, it's a big lie. See, that's what they use Assange for, who works for the CIA and always has. That's what they used Snowden. His role, though, was to give you secrets and stuff that we already knew anyway, to justify his credibility, but his trick was, oh, there's UFOs. And Manning, you know that little guy there? Manning was to be put in prison but become a national known name for his disclosure and what have you. But his trick was, he's transgender. That was to bring that to force. So for Manning, it was transgender. For Snowden, was for the UFO, and the Assange was to release what we're talking about now. Family, it's all coming around. They can say the worm's turned, but here's what I got for him. It's still a worm. The coming exposure, containment, and destruction, deconstruction of the Illuminati. Right there it is, unquote. Family, we're close to the first seal. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to cover more detail about the humanist movement. Today, I covered some detail. I'm going to get more detail tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about traditional belief system of the Bible, and then we'll talk about the comprehensive belief system of humanism as they both compare, and it's quite extensive. For example, the religious belief is that there's a devil, Satan. On the other side of it, the humanists say it denies the existence of a devil. The teaching of humanism, the teaching of traditional belief system, is God's name should not be profaned. Humanism teaches, allows profaning God's name, since it's just an expression, God does not exist. The law of the authority is established as a boundary of conduct. Humanism teaches, no man needs recognize any authority beyond himself. And this controls your schools. I'm going to give it all to you tomorrow. The teaching of humanism in absolute detail. Today I laid more groundwork. And we'll talk about the Soviet connection, the feminist gay rights connection, Gloria Steinem, funded by the CIA. I'm just going to nail it down tomorrow. If I have to, I'll go to Thursday too. I'm going to keep trucking because this brings in everything. And did you know, as a little tidbit before I go, September the 29th, that was yesterday, Chicago, pediatricians urge IUDs for implants or implants for teen girls. Teen girls who have sex should have IUDs or hormonal implants. Long-acting birth control methods that are effective, safe, and easy to use. The nation's most influential pediatricians group recommends. In updated policy, the American Academy of Pediatrics, shall I add to it, humanist, says condoms should also be used every time teens have sex. To provide protection against sexually transmitted family, it's all getting put in place. They did emphasize that abstinence is 100% effective at preventing pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, but that's all they talk about until you're ready. What does that mean? So that's today. That was yesterday's newspaper. Pediatricians urge IUDs or implants for teen girls. I guess y'all's parents out there don't mind, do you now? You don't mind if they take over your children and allow them to kill themselves, allow them to do what they want to do. International Rights of the Child. Anybody talking about that? No. Anybody talking about child euthanasia in Oregon? But the witches? No. How about you, Joint Chief of Staff? You talking about it? No, you're not. Well, we're done. Temporarily. Tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9, at my website, watchmanforjesus.com. And let y'all know, we're also played randomly. They play our broadcast and our Bible studies at highpointradio.net in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, plays us up there. And he does it as just does it. We appreciate that. But the thing is, he's got three towers, four maybe, and he has sponsors up there. So give him a call or see if you can help him up there and use his sponsors. That's the whole idea. You see, so he can continue playing, because for them, they have to pay for the electricity, you see, to handle the broadcast. I don't get anything for it, don't want anything for it, except so I don't have any kind of business thing going on. I get nothing from my broadcast. Nothing. It's all free. God takes care of me, I depend on that, and that's how far it goes. I don't want to benefit from what I say about God and about what's going on. All this is free. I just want to do it to get it out before God has something else for me to do. It's that simple. Because I know what the heck they're doing. That's it. Y'all have a good night. But know that they've lost this anyway. That's the one thing I want to part with. They've lost. Jesus Christ won on the cross of Calvary. All we're doing now is counting the casualties of those that reject Jesus Christ. That's what it boils down to. Because they've lost it. It's impossible for them to get their world order on a permanent basis. But the tribulation is coming. There's no way to stop it, no matter what. Because judgment will happen upon this earth and those who rejected Jesus. Which side you on? Which side you on? That's all. Y'all have a good night now. And God bless y'all. This is the Watchman, signing off.
Like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.